Today, we're going to talk about three reasons why dental implants fail. So, Dr. Chow, is it true that dental implants have a success rate of about 97%?
So, we do have 5 to 10 year-long long-term studies of meta-analysis that show us that dental implants have a very high success rate, similar to the percentages that you just listed. So we're seeing them in about 95 to 97% success range. And the success here in the scientific terms means that successful integration of the implants into the jawbones. And yes, there's good evidence to show that dental implants have a very high success rate.
So in general, what makes dental implants so successful?
So dental implants, for one, they're made out of the same biocompatible titanium that has been used in many patients over many, many years. So it's the same titanium alloys that you're going to see in like your hip or back surgeries, things like that. So titanium is a very biocompatible material that it's shown that once it's implanted into the human body, there is a very little immune response to it.
So you work at Nuvia, you're a prosthodontist there. What does Nuvia do in particular to prevent the failure of dental implants?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. I think what Nuvia does is a unique three-step approach. Number one, you got to have a great team by your side, right? So we have a team of highly skilled oral surgeons, prosthodontists, and like myself, and restorative doctors that are going to work together on a patient case. And it's a very collaborative planning environment. So we're going to ensure that, you know, we work together to place your implants in the best available bone based on your anatomy, but not only in the best available bone, but in also in the correct orientation and positions to try to make sure that these implants are going to support the bridge that's going to get put on top in the future. And then the second thing that we do is in the surgery itself, we need to obtain something that's called good primary stability, meaning the initial placement of the implant into the bone has to be strong and sturdy to a certain amount of torque value. If it's below this threshold value, then it's more risky to try to put a bridge on top of it initially or load it. So we try to make sure that in the surgery, we have good primary stability of all the implants. And then that way we can proceed with putting a prosthetic on top the next day. The third thing that makes Nuvia prosthetics a little special is that all the prosthetics internally on the inside, you can't tell from the outside, is that they have a titanium bar that's gonna split or connect all of the implants that are placed in your jawbones to provide what's called rigid fixation. This means that during this healing time, which takes about 4 to 6 months, the implants are splinted together and there's no like movement of the teeth or the prosthetics. They're all splinted together, so they're all kind of working together to make sure that it all stays still and stable.
So can you talk about those three things you just mentioned, how that allows Nuvia to provide teeth in 24 hours?
Like I mentioned, because you start off with one, a good surgical plan and prosthetic plan, then you have a good execution of that plan in the positions that you want, and also the implants are nice and stable, then next thing you know is that your prosthetic is going to splint everything and hold everything rigidly during this time period. Then what happens is we at Nuvia and the labs will fabricate and create overnight the permanent set of zirconia teeth. And in that set of zirconia teeth, there is that tie bar that I mentioned.
So do you think with those techniques that it prevents further complications with dental implant failure?
I like to think of, you know, dental implants as like kind of like gardening. You need to, you know, have the good initial environment for it. You need to plan where you're going, how you're going to take care of these implants and things. And then it can grow and stabilize into a really nice tree or plant. So we start off at Nuvia by having patients come in for a CBCT, and this is a three-dimensional x-ray, essentially, of your upper and lower jaw bones. If you want to find out if you're eligible for Nuvia's permanent teeth in 24 hours, you can take the quiz in the description box below.
But remember, there are three main reasons why dental implants still fail. So what are those three reasons, Dr. Chow?
Yeah, so the three reasons are mainly external habitual factors. There are also anatomical and prosthetic factors. And then the third one is going to be the biological environment that the implant's going to be in.
So can you talk about reason three, which is external habitual factors?
External habitual factors, the biggest ones are going to be that I can think of right now. They're going to be smoking, vaping, and also like oral hygiene factors that can contribute to risks and higher chances of implant failure down the line. For example, smoking and vaping, you know, bringing those into the healing area near your implants, those are toxins that can cause improper healing or eventual rejection of the implant itself. And then another factor is also going to be proper hygiene, in not allowing plaque buildup around your implants and being able to clean around your implants so that the bacteria and the plaque don't build up and cause inflammation that eat away at the supporting structures that are going to hold your implant in place. You can think of dental implants kind of like gardening, right? Where the implant is a little seed that you plant inside and you want it to grow up nice and strong. Chances are that it's going to grow with a good success rate, but that doesn't mean it's not going to run into problems down the line if you know, don't take care of it. So just like a plant, you're going to need to check the soil, check the light, water it daily, and so that it can grow properly. If you neglect to take care of it with proper hygiene, or you introduce toxins like smoking or vaping, then, you know, how do you expect the implant to survive in that same kind of environment?
I think that's a great analogy. Definitely helps me understand it better.
Reason number two is going to be like anatomical and prosthetic factors. Okay, so anatomical meaning your body, what we have to work with. So it's going to be if you have good, what's the quality of your bone? What's the quantity of your bone? If you have poor bone quality and quantity, like there's not enough good bone and there's not enough of it, then, you know, that's going to make it difficult for an implant to take. The other thing is like if it's not stable, or let's say you have bone, but it's really soft. If your implant goes into that and it's not stable at the time of the placement, and we need to add bone grafting, or we need to like do extra procedures at the time of surgery, that's going to make the surgery more complex. That's also going to make, you know, the healing time, like many factors are starting to play a role, and that can increase the risk of implant failure. Another thing is also prosthetically, if the prosthetics are improperly fit on the implants during the stage, if things are loose, you know, that can also compromise how the implant can heal down the road. The top reason why dental implants can fail. And that's going to be because of biological factors, or mainly kind of the biological environment that the implant is kind of placed into. So just like going back to the plant, is that if the environment is not ideal and you have, for example, lots of infection, limited bone, pre-existing conditions, it's going to hurt the implant's chances, right? So an implant, what is it essentially? It's essentially a foreign object that we are asking our bodies to accept. So if your body is already trying to fight off other diseases like infections, or you have other pre-existing conditions, then the chances are that it's not going to be able to heal because it's busy doing all these other things to try to keep you alive, right? Like if you have diabetes, or if you have other pre-existing health conditions, and those can be evaluated at your center with your whoever will be actually treating you. So, you know, your CBCT helps us evaluate the condition of the bone prior to surgery to avoid anatomy and nerves and sinuses. But, you know, in compromised sites where there's already an infection, though, that is not going to be the best and ideal place for us to place an implant, and it can hurt the chances of healing if you already have a large infection where we would need to place an implant. So sometimes those things need to be cleared up first before we can go for surgery. So with the CBCT scans and your x-rays and, you know, using a collaborative provider team environment, we try to plan for success, right? And get the best, strongest foundation for your planted implants and hopefully have it heal and grow into a nice and strong, stable prosthetic for you to function on fully. But, you know, that's not to say it's not it's solely on prevention. Sometimes we have to all work together to make sure that we provide the best environment. That means adequate nutrition during the time of healing, maintaining a soft diet and keeping good oral hygiene too, to make sure that you give your implants the best possible chance of success down the line. So as providers, we plan and place implants in the best possible positions to ensure long-term success so that you can have a strong foundation for your planted prosthetic. So you can take the 60-second quiz down in the description box below and find out if you could be a candidate for dental implants. So I know that the risk of dental implant failure can sound scary, but remember that the statistics still show that there is a good success rate with dental implants. And another number one question that I get asked in the clinic is, do dental implants hurt? So we asked real patients what the day of surgery was like, and you can watch that here.